My name's Peter.
My name's Christiane.
And I'm George.
And we are Con with Con.
So here are some things I know. Let's go over all the places everyone has lived.
Well, I grew up in Chino Hills in Southern California, and then I moved to Santa Clarita.
I'm from New Jersey. That's about it. I've been in LA for about 8 years, and I've lived all over Echo Park, Silver Lake, Studio City, downtown, mid-city.
I was born in Bulgaria, Sofia, Bulgaria, and then I moved to the States when I was 14. I moved to Nevada, Elko, Nevada. Then I moved to Sun Valley, Idaho. Then I moved to Temecula. Then I moved to LA. Then I moved to the UK and lived in Leeds, York, and London. And I also lived in Helsinki periodically. That's where my dad's from, so.
The thing about already being packaged as an LA band comes with good stuff and other stuff. And we're going to go down those roads. So why LA?
A combination of good weather and music. You know, I'd spent my high school years living in below zero temperatures for about 7 months out of the year and 7 to 8 feet of snow.
Yeah, love it, right?
It's much closer, you know, to me than New York, and a lot warmer.
And press releases are dangerous, and I would say that if your publicist were in the room. So when I read fused classical minimalism, experimental soul, a palette of textures and colors, cinematic and oddly danceable bricolage of soul, American post-textural, post-rock, ambient psychedelia, and Western blah, blah, blah.
I thought we weren't talking about genres.
We're not, and that's my point. My point is, I read this and I get lost, deeply lost. And I know you guys love using the word bricolage because I've heard you say it a bunch of times. So when you sat down and it went from instrumental to being a band, what were some of the things that went through your mind that weren't 50,000 genres that really kind of make people go, I have no idea what the F this is?
It's a accumulation of all these different sounds that obviously we've grown up on.
Right.
We're drawing on those influences and trying to make music that moves us. And it's usually based around a more of a emotional level, throwing together a bunch of sounds. And if we feel something or we get chills from something, then we pursue that in a little bit more depth.
Without going into comparisons, it's about, and this is where we're going to go for the most of this interview, it's about songs. It's about good songwriting. It's about good lyrics. It's about a point of view. It's about having something to say.
And I think that's the point of this, is that's not how it used to be with us. We didn't start out really caring about songs. We were caring about different textures, different types of rhythmic ideas. And then we kind of came to the realization that, oh, you know, we need to have songcraft and we need to have lyrics that resonate with people.
See,
and we started integrating those more over the course of the first year. We weren't really thinking commercially at all at that point. We were just hanging out in George's apartment and having fun with ideas, and you know, it was serious at that point, but it wasn't at all what it's become. But Midnight Moon was one of the first ideas that we were playing around with almost 3 years ago, and that didn't have vocals for the longest time, and that was just an instrumental jam that's gone through many renditions, and there, even back then, we were just like, we don't really care about having a vocal. You know, it was so much fun for us just building all these different layers and everything. And then after a while, I was really into a lot of different folk music, and I'm kind of a lyrics guy. So I was pushing for that for a little while, but it didn't really make sense in the context of the project. And then George decided that he was going to develop his lyrical technique. There definitely was a point at which we were like, lyrics are really important to us, and we really need to find a way to incorporate this in the project.
You got words, and you says to yourself, are we going to sing the words, or are we going to find a voice? Now, the question is, how did the discussion go there, and how did you choose? And I say this because it's a unique voice, and it's a great voice, and you've got a lush sound here, and I'm not saying it was predicated, but you had to have thought about it a little bit and said, this is, we've spent all this time on the music. If we're going to add words and lyrics, it's got to be something special.
Yeah, and I want to avoid giving a misperception of this. There were some of those early ideas that were instrumental, but a lot of the songs you're going to hear on the record are written around the vocal primarily. So, yeah, we knew Christiane a little bit before she started singing the main vocals with the project. She had been playing acoustic and singing backups for a little bit.
Did you do the Hotel Cafe for years? Or did you avoid it? You avoided it?
We were never invited.
Now I'm sad.
Too many people. But yeah, we had grown to know each other over a period of months, and thought she had a phenomenal voice, and it just seemed to work really well.
The team. You have a really good publicist. You have a label. Take me through some of the rigors of how you got there.
It all started with getting a manager, you know. The manager has been instrumental in getting the whole team together. You know, we had no idea what we were doing business-wise, you know. So, luckily we had someone in place that knew the right people and, you know, was able to send them the music. And, you know, we took meetings and we played shows for a bunch of people, and we did a bunch of showcases for labels, a bunch of which were very awkward.
No, it was interesting, though, because when we did our showcases, we were only about 10 shows in that we've ever played. So it was a little more awkward than what we were expecting. Yeah, but, you know, it helped us out. It toughened us up a bit and helped. And I sprained my ankle and a bunch of problems.
So what is the weirdest thing? This is such a typical, you know, like People Magazine question. But did anybody like come up to you at the end of the showcase and say something really awkward and weird? Did you get at least one "Hey, babe"?
No, they just walk out.
They just walk out. They just leave like robots.
Well, a lot of these things, you know, people standing around like you were just pretending, you know, with your arms crossed, looking at their Blackberries, and I'm sure they have a lot of things to say to each other afterwards when it doesn't go well. But when it does go well, everybody's really, really phenomenal and supportive.
Somebody asked me if we'd like to play their wedding.
Yeah, because it was probably somebody very high up in the record industry.
That really wants their wedding to be broody. And,
listen, kid, I'll
mid-tempo.
Sign. Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna play their wedding and their divorce proceeding moments afterwards. That'd be pretty cool.
Most of the songs have a pretty strong breakup element.
You know what? If this rock and roll thing doesn't work out, you've got a whole new business. You play weddings and divorces, but you sign the contract for both in advance.
I live right next door to a wedding chapel that advertises their divorces in letters that are just as large.
Now, if you lived next door to a wedding chapel and a funeral home, you'd be ready to, on either side.
Good to go.
It'd be the music industry, and you'd be ready to go. It's kind of convenient to have a relative who has a pretty well-known chamber orchestra.
Yeah.
It's kind of convenient, isn't it, for this kind of music? Cool thing, huh?
It's great when you're making a record.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you, was that intentional when you created the project? Did you know you would have that wonderful access?
No, I had no idea. And he actually had no idea that that I was playing music or I was in a band or was interested in string arrangements or anything like that. He just happened to hear the song that had been on the radio in Los Angeles, and gave me a call and said he really liked the string arrangement. And then at that point I had the idea of, oh, maybe we should collaborate for the first time ever, because I'd never, you know, connected with him on a musical level before. I grew up going to see him conduct operas in Bulgaria that made no sense to me, and it's a really frightening experience.
This is new here. Have you hit other countries yet? And are there places that you know that this is just going to really, really resonate? Have you talked about this at all?
We're heading to the UK, and that's where the record's going to be released first.
Who decided to release the record first in the UK?
I think it was something that we had been pushing for, especially since George had lived there and just has a kind of cultural affinity, in particular in Leeds. But the business folks seemed to be kind of on a similar page, and I think we
did
all kind of...
Did you think that it would really, and I'm not being facetious here, that was it a soul reason, or was it not S-O-L-E? You know, was it a heart and soul reason, or was it that you thought, this is a really great way to break a record? And because UK bands,
it was by no means like a cold hearted business decision or anything. The culture over there is just very colorful, and we thought it might resonate a little bit better with that crowd.
They're going to like to hear that.
Remains to be seen. We may be wrong.
I mean, I spent a good few years there, you know, studying composition and writing a lot of music, all of instrumental music, which I think is, in a way, like some of the roots of this project. And, you know, the weather is very much like what we have here. And, yeah, just, you know, I really think that the sort of darker, moodier overtones really suit that kind of environment, you know?
So I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and it's two of your songs as the bread and then songs by a bunch of other bands in between. It is not a playlist. It's not your favorite songs. We are just going to pass the microphones around. We're going to pick two of your songs on the outside, and then you're each going to pick three or four songs by other artists, and I play it with no interruption.